Welcome to the Pretty Deadly Podcast. I'm Susie Collick, the founder of Pretty Deadly Self-Defense, a self-defense program for women I developed based on my experiences as a violent crime survivor and my 23 years of training in the Japanese art of ninjutsu. I'm going to dive right in. Last week, we talked about our biological self-defense systems. Continuing from that subject, let's talk about where else we use self-defense in our daily lives. But before I go on, actually, I don't have anything to promote this week, but it might be useful to go back and listen to the last episode so you have a frame of reference of what I'm talking about today. So, where else do we use self-defense in our regular lives? Because we all use it all the time. The examples that I like to give are really, really mundane things. I've talked about it a couple of episodes as well, but I'll talk about it again. When you do not put your hand on a hot stove, it's because you've learned either by trial or trauma that that's painful. So the fact that you don't do that is self-defense. When you see a growling dog or baby, for example, and you do not pet it, that is also self-defense. You've learned that this particular expression, a particular sound, is going to be dangerous for you. When, for example, you've lent a friend $20 and you want it back, and you notice that the day you want to ask them, they are in an extremely foul mood, so you wait. That is also self-defense because you make the decision to not poke the bear, essentially. You know that this particular subject is going to elicit what could potentially be a pretty negative response. When we're crossing the street, this is an example that I use in Pretty Deadly all the time, and it's actually one of my favorite examples. So when you cross the street against the red light and there's traffic coming, have you made it safely to the other side? Or have you ever been hit by a car when you've done that? I hope the answer is no. Do you know the calculation? So if you're walking at 4 kilometers per hour and you need to cross a distance of 10 meters and there are cars 100 meters away advancing at 35 kilometers per hour, how much time do you need? That, by the way, is algebra. So even though we all believe we don't use algebra in everyday life, we actually use algebra all the time. Anyway, that calculation is something that your brain makes like that. And that is also self-defense. So self-defense is something that we use literally every day in big ways and in small just to keep us alive. But we can look at it as well as walking down a crowded sidewalk. Not bumping into every single person that crosses your path is also self-defense. We can override our self-defense systems when we want to, because sometimes we do that because we're humans and we're stupid and we like to complicate lives to make them more exciting. I don't know. There's lots to love about us, lots to scratch our heads about as well. And this is one of them, of course. So in the last episode, I used the example of a rancid piece of meat or a piece of meat that smells slightly off. If you're a vegetarian, I apologize that I keep using this example, but it's more visceral, so I like it. If you go ahead and eat that meat anyway, it's going to make you sick. So even though it smells bad, you can override your own self-defense system. Foolish, but we do it all the time. Another way that I like to talk about self-defense and how we use it every day is when we are meeting new people or when we are in a crowd. So sometimes you might be at a party, for example, and you see someone across the room that you've never met before, you've never seen before in your life, but you're really drawn to them. I don't mean in a romantic or sexual way. I mean, there's some kind of vibe that you're picking up and you're thinking, that is my best friend. We don't always act on that. But I encourage you to act on it because you don't know what's going to happen if you go talk to that person. But why are you picking up that vibe? Well, on a subconscious level, you may be picking up little movements that they make that remind you of some of the favorite people that you've had in your life. The way that they're holding the plate at the buffet, the way that they're tossing their hair out of their eyes, that might remind you of a beloved sibling or a parent or a work colleague that you're no longer in touch with and you miss, or that you are still in touch with, but you want more of. all of those things in today's parlance, we might say that those are green flags, but this is also part of our self-defense system. Our self-defense system helps us identify opportunities just as much as it helps us identify things to keep us safe from. Going along with that same example, let's say that you're walking down the street and maybe you're single and ready to mingle, and there in the distance, you see someone who is jaw-droppingly gorgeous. Whatever the gender, whatever your tastes are, it really doesn't matter. That person is really attractive. And as you approach, you think to yourself, I'm going to smile at that person. I'm going to do it. I'm going to smile. Even though I'm nervous, I'm going to do it. And you get right up to them. And for some reason, instead of smiling, your head turns away. You didn't even control it. And you think, what is wrong with me? Or you get close to them and their head turns away and you think, oh my God, what is wrong with me? But this is also your self-defense system. It may be that in the distance, again, they made a subtle movement that reminded you of a toxic ex, a bad boss, someone that you have a really bad or negative or even abusive relationship with, or hopefully have had in the past and no longer do. Right? They may be giving off tiny little movements and tiny little signals that are telling you, stay away, those red flags that we talk about so much. And again, you can override that. You can say, yes, that little movement is exactly like my toxic ex, but oh my God, we had so much fun. I'm going to have another go around. That could be the case. And it could be the case for the other person as well. So they may turn away because you're reminding them of someone that's not necessarily a good or healthy fit for them. That doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It just means that you're not a good fit for them. So sometimes when we turn away from someone that we think we're attracted to, we're protecting ourselves. Red flags aren't always about the other person. Sometimes they're really about us. They're telling us that person might not be a good fit, but they may also be telling us you're not in a good place for a relationship, or you're not a good fit for this person right now. Again, our self-defense system really only cares about you, not the other person. But it could also be that as you get closer to that person, you are picking up their pheromones. Our sense of smell is an amazing self-defense mechanism that we have because it doesn't only pick up pheromones, which are our sex hormones, but it also, and of course body odor, but it also picks up DNA, genetic code. So it may be that as you get close to that person, you turn away or they turn away because your self-defense systems are saying, you know, if you mingle your DNA with that person's DNA, you are going to create monster babies. Don't do it, says your self-defense system. And again, that can be overrided sometimes, as we see by certain former leaders of powerful countries whose name I won't pronounce, but rhymes with Donald Trump. Oh, that didn't rhyme. Anyway, I'm trying not to be political, but nonetheless, I got political. Sorry. The point is that our self-defense systems are there to always keep us safe. They work in really tiny ways and really big ways. And my main point that I'm trying to make in this episode is that it's not always there to keep us safe from scary or negative or bad situations. Our self-defense system, once we get to know it and once we feel confident in it, also helps us identify opportunities. It's a good thing. You have been listening to the Pretty Deadly Podcast. You can learn more about who we are and what we do and how to find a Pretty Deadly course near you by visiting our website at prettydeadlyselfdefense.com. And if you're a fitness or martial arts pro and you'd like to enhance your instructor skills, our certification programs are open for enrollment, and you can find them on our website at prettydeadlyselfdefense.com/self-defense-trainer, all one word. This podcast is produced by Zynga Network for Pretty Deadly, recorded in Berlin, and our original music is the track Icarus Wish by Berlin band Dead Sentries, used with permission of the artists.